A full list of policy proposals is on the table, but some have a problem with the word demands for what Black Lives Matter Blono wants to see change.
There's a reason for a demand, right? There's a reason for asking for something you want and you need to create equity for a whole group of people who've been disenfranchised for hundreds of years.
That's Olivia Butts with Black Lives Matter. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. The Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com. This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, June 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a Bloomington City Council member who is criticizing Black Lives Matter Blono for what she considers a heavy-handed approach. More from Eric Stock.
Johnny Painter says she supports the racial justice movement but doesn't appreciate the local group demanding change.
You can't go to people and demand things and think that they're just going to hand it over. They won't.
Olivia Butts is with Black Lives Matter. She says the group talked about messaging and decided this was the best way to show commitment to the cause.
There's a reason for a demand, right? There's a reason for asking for something you want and you need to create equity for a whole group of people who've been disenfranchised for hundreds of years.
Painter also criticized Black Lives Matter for calling on the McLean County Sheriff to release inmates during the pandemic. She says that was beyond the sheriff's authority.
Before they make these demands, I would think that they would try and figure out how things actually work.
But says Black Lives Matter also reached out to the chief judge and state's attorney on the issue.
We contacted who we thought had the ability to make those changes, the stakeholders at the county level. In that aspect, I think we talked to the right people to try to make decarceration happen.
Black Lives Matter calls for reducing police budgets and boosting social service funding, among other things. Painter says she's not for defunding the police, but would like to see more community policing and bolster crisis counseling to take that out of police hands. She also says she supports some jail reforms, including an end to cash bail, one of Black Lives Matter's demands. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some of the stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 3 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. We now have 15 active cases, all isolating at home. We haven't had a COVID-related hospitalization since June 8th. Illinois enters Phase 4 of the reopening plan Friday. That means restaurants will be able to serve patrons indoors with groups of 10 or less, with tables spaced 6 feet apart in seated areas. And immigrants who did not qualify for federal COVID-19 relief payments can now apply for direct cash assistance from the Normal-based Immigration Project. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Those every other year household hazardous waste collections in McLean County could become a thing of the past if the Ecology Action Center gets its way. The environmental nonprofit wants to bring a permanent collection site to the county. That's something downstate Illinois does not have. Executive Director Michael Brown tells Eric Stock the center plans to launch a feasibility study once all its funding partners approve to explore site locations, what materials it will accept, how large a scope it'll have, and of course, how much it'll cost and who all can help pay for it.
We need to know what those are so that we can have a conversation with the community and with elected officials about, what is reasonable, but anything without those numbers in hand, without those facts in hand, is just speculation.
So if you could walk us through how this would work, if you have a collection facility in McLean County, people at any point presumably could come and drop off their hazardous materials. What happens to the materials then, and how do you ensure the safety for the people who work there and people who will come to that facility?
So facilities like this are, permitted properly, by the state, by local siting, whatever is required and necessary. These materials by themselves are not, significantly dangerous. It is the cumulative impact and these, you know, the collecting all of these materials together that does to make, you know, more concentrated, more larger volumes and such. And so, you know, we are talking about, you know, household items that people, you know, buy and use and store in their homes on a regular basis. And so it's not, you know, so much the small quantities individually as it's because all of it together. And so there are, you know, requirements, regulations for safe handling, safe storage, safe transportation, safe disposal. And so this facility would have to abide all those. And none of that is really any different than the existing one-day collection events that we do put on.
This is part of the 20-year plan, which all the local bodies have signed off on. But when you attach dollars to particular initiatives, then that maybe makes it a little more cloudy. Do you feel there is enough support among those who need to get behind this financially to make this happen?
We've long had very strong support for the hazardous waste program, definitely from, you know, all political parties. You know, this is not a political or divisive issue. I think everyone understands this is, you know, common sense, just, you know, health and safety and protection of our local water supplies. And so I would hope that would imply as well that we would have, you know, similar support. But at the same time, you know, we understand this, you know, the establishment and operating of a facility like this is going to cost money and possibly more than what we're currently looking at for our every other year, you know, collection events. And so we may need to be creative in other funding mechanisms to make this happen.
That was Michael Brown of the Ecology Action Center with Eric Stock. Brown says the study would likely begin in 2022, could take up to 10 years to secure or build a facility. In the meantime, the center is securing local funding to hold two more collection events in 2021 and 2023. Before we let you go, be on the lookout today as the new downtown Bloomington wayfinding signs are installed. That work is happening at Market and Center and Madison and Market. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Denver on Frontier Airlines. Mile High City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.